You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A big amount of American food can be obtained at your local drive-thru. And there's one area that is lagging with kiosks and mobile ordering already speeding up fast food restaurants. The drive-thru really hasn't picked up speed a lot. On average, people wait in line around 4 minutes for their order. And that number actually has been going up a little bit from years past.
Listen, I just I had to go through a drive-thru, had baseball, went really late. Roan wanted some food. I'm like, okay, I'll get you some food. We'll go through this drive-thru. I went through, longest I've ever waited.
Really?
The longest I've ever waited in my life. Hmm. I couldn't believe how long it was taking. And there was, it was jammed. Like, it was backing up. And I'm like, what is the whole, like, what are we not getting? What's happening? Why?
Well, this company thinks one of the problems is ordering. And so they've created an AI voice assistant to make drive-thrus faster. I'm not sure if that's the key.
It's really not.
But this
don't
is,
make it any more difficult for people.
It's going to get weirder. Yeah.
They just unveiled this technology at some Denver drive-thrus, and this is a report on it here.
Yeah. Now, in Denver, a fast food chain is already switching over to automated drive-thrus.
Hi, I'm your automated order taker. Take your time. Order when you're ready.
Yeah, what do you think about this? The new computerized drive-thru will be at Good Times on Broadway.
It It'll
takes
it
your
all
order
wrong.
And frees up the workers inside to concentrate on making your food.
Think of Siri, Google Home, Alexa. Our software allows people to carry on a conversation in a very fluid, unstructured manner with a computer.
At least that's the plan. Now, if you don't want to talk to the computer, you don't have to. Just say human or employee, and an employee will actually take your order. The developer hopes to expand the technology to 3 to 5 more Good Times locations in the next couple of months.
How often do they get it wrong on your phone
Right. How often do they get it wrong when you tell them? You tell them, like, you're talking to a person and it's wrong.
Well, they can
compute that as like this, and this is what the audio that it's hearing, and it's trying to decipher exactly what you're saying.
Plus, Denver, everybody's high.
That too. I can't remember.
It's want some custard, man. Vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you want anything special, like hold the pickle, no ketchup,
right.
Extra
you won't
ketchup.
Be able to get anything right, really. Maybe a couple things.
I just don't understand what the big slowdown is. It used to be fast, and I don't know if it's places now are offering so many choices that they're like, oh, crap, someone just ordered the blah. And then they've got to switch everything up and try and, like, make one of those. And then they make it. And they're like, oh, okay. Oh, no. Someone just ordered the big blah. And then they got to do something totally different.
The big blah.
And they're not sure. Like, I don't get it. Like, no one I saw in this line was getting, you know, sometimes you can tell. A guy pulls up and then they give him, like, 6 bags of food.
Yeah,
and you're like, okay, that makes some sense. Not here. It was little bag. I'm like, holy crap. What in the world is going on?
And, you know, back to the voice thing the other day, I wanted the Siri to play a song for me. I was like, hey, Siri, play whatever. She played Chicago. I guarantee you, I did not ask for her to play Chicago. I was like, what is this?
The same thing happened to me. It was like some Tegan and Sarah song. I'm like, turn it off, Siri! I got really mad at her. Siri, stop this!
It's like insulting. Chicago? You think I like Chicago, Siri?
That is.
Siri, you don't know me.
That's like the worst thing you could have played on my phone.
Not cool, Siri.
It's Lisa's ride home.
No, I know. Meant to be. That's probably what it was.
Yeah. Siri, shut up! No! Siri, don't you dare!
That's terrible. It's horrible.
It is terrible.
Like something you play for a couple's skate at the roller rink.
Exactly.
Oh, couples
thank you, Siri,
only.
For couples
stopping
only.
Stopping that. What have you done?
I was like, no. Siri, no.
At this point, you'd be like, Siri, play Queens of the Stone Age, and then it's like, right.
So, yeah, you can't get food. You won't get those.
No,
Siri. Stop it! This isn't Queens of the Stone Age! From each
other. Oh, man. I do hate Chicago.
Me too.
They're bad. Like, it's a
one
bad
of the worst ones you can pull.
That's terrifying.
Gives
your phone. From each other. All right,
Lord.
And it's not in my library. I just have, like, access to whatever.
Oh, no, not 25 or 64.
That's exactly what it is. No, Siri, no. I said David Bowie. God damn you. Siri, play Prince. Siri. There's horns in this. There's horns. There's horns in this.
What does that even mean, 25 or 64?
That was the time he was writing the song.
Oh.
It was the time. It was 25 or 6 to 4. Siri, please. Siri, oh. Siri, God bless America, why?
Radio Roundup, sponsored by AARP Houston.
Oh, yeah, what? We'll just turn that off. Just watching AARP videos.
Police is listening to Chicago, and I'm watching AARP.
All right,
Siri,
we'll
no.
Siri! No! No!
It was a bad drive-in.
Yeah,
sounds like it. No, that's so funny because literally the same thing happened to me this week when I asked for a song and it played Tegan and Sarah. Like, nothing that sounded like what I said.
Yeah.
So how will drive-thrus ever get it correct?
No.
It's not
who
going
knows
to.
What you'll get.
Billy's in Massachusetts, and you used to work for a fast food place. They had this automated ordering, right?
Yes. How you guys doing today?
Good. So was it accurate?
First off, dongle.
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 And Conchu.
Sure, yes.
That was from a while ago. But yeah, no, they had the system and it did not work. The person that was taking the orders was from another state, and there was orders kept getting messing up, and the person would like think the order was finished, and they ended up, you know, closing the thing, and the person was all aggravated and stuff. So
wait, the person no, it was like work. A it was an order call center?
They had a command center somewhere?
Yeah, it was a yeah, it was a command center from a different state, and it would pop on the screen, and it was a lot of angry customers. And it did not work.
Can you imagine?
Hello, this is Iqbal. Welcome to Popeyes. How can I order you?
Iqbal, I'm looking at some of that fried chicken. I want the big bucket and
spicy chicken curry. Anything else?
No. Iqbal, no. Just normal chicken. Normal chicken.
Yes, Madras chicken. Anything else?
Oh, my God. But the other thing is, so your idea to save money is to start a call center where one guy is taking everyone's order in the nation. Right? That's what your idea is.
Guy. I don't know if it's one. I don't know what the stuff I got to get to. Oh, my God. Hey, look at it, take your order. Yes, yes, okay, bye. Hey, look at it, take your order.
It's one guy in a room. He's taking 1,000 people's orders at one time.
That's insane.
It's an order call center. That's the worst idea ever. Just let the one guy who can barely figure life take the order.
One guy.
That is a bad, hopefully it's more than one guy, but... Can you imagine, though? It's you pull up and it's just.
Please hold! Please hold!
I just want a burger now.
Please hold. One of our associates will be with you shortly.
Oh, this plays on something I just called. It does. I'm having. Oh my God, my bank. This is my automated.
Your bank uses this?
Yes.
Oh, I hate when they use stuff like this.
Yeah, what even is this? This
I don't
is just because to calm.
This
calm
is what
me.
I'm going to do.
It must. I can hum every bit of this.
I don't like that.
Doesn't
have
that calming.
This too on hold.
Making you mad.
Yeah, it puts me in a bad space because I reflect how long I had to sit on hold waiting for someone to talk to me.
My brain's sending angry messages to the rest of me.
I'm going to make some new synth music for on hold music. That's my whole new thing.
Yeah, that is my bank's on hold music right there.
Damn.
But you hopefully should. You'd have to, if there's just a call center, you'd have to have something like that ready to go. So, in
but
case
you
people
can't,
aren't ready to
he's
take your
probably
order.
Not even allowed to put someone on hold. There'd be so many orders coming in.
Yeah.
It would be
it sounded
a nightmare.
Almost like he's like the old school operator where he's like plugging in orders for
oh,
the
Oh, you
thing
never know how it works. It's old technology wherever he is.
That's crazy. I wonder if there's good money in the on hold.
I don't know.
There's no.
I
there's
doubt
no
it. Nobody anywhere. Calls anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, this AI program they're trying out at a couple of drive-thrus in Denver. It's programmed with a voice similar to Alexa, and it can list customizable options, combo meals, upgrades, changes to orders, they say, and then submits the order to a typical screen in the kitchen.
I'd love to just, like, do a voice-to-text right now and, like, see how much it understands. Let me send this to Dave and Lisa. So, Dave, I want you to order something for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and... How do I do this here? Come on. This stupid phone does not work. I can't even do a voice-to-text right
you
now
can?
On my phone.
Here we go.
Here we go. There. Now, let's see what it thinks you're going to say. Well, go ahead and order.
Okay, can I get
can I take an order, please?
Can I get a spicy chicken sandwich, hold the mayo, extra lettuce... Also, an order of fries, no salt, extra crispy.
It's nailing it, dude.
And a large Coke Zero, extra ice. Thank you.
It's nailing it, dude.
Really? It got it.
It says, there you go. Now let's... Okay, stop, you stupid son of a bitch. Yeah, it's got the whole thing. Maybe it's better than we think.
Hmm.
Spicy chicken sandwich, hold the mayo, extra lettuce.
I was using my fries, radio no salt. Voice, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's clear. I'm going to do like a speak. Mumbled. Yeah. Like you can't hear.
That's
question.
What you need to drive.
Who asked for extra ice in their beverage?
I just was making crap up.
Okay. Yeah, to like confuse it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never asked for extra ice.
That's silly.
Sorry, I pissed James off with the extra
ice. Because if you talk like this, I'm trying to decide. It knows it. It can tell.
Really?
It's better than we think.
Oh, wait a second. No, it's... Well, it heard Lisa there.
What did it think I said?
It says, both are trying to decide if no was it a control relay or where the circuit.
Oh, man.
This is what's going to end up happening.
Yeah, well, because if you got like a fat person, dude, it's got that very same.
Excuse me, but...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A follow-up from the story that led Celebrity Dirt yesterday, that big college scandal. And as expected, Full House's Lori Loughlin returned to the U.S. yesterday and surrendered to authorities. She was released on $1 million bond, just like her husband did. So $2 million for them to get out of jail. Unlike Felicity Huffman, she gets to keep her passport because she's working on a project in Canada. They let her do that. They took away Felicity Huffman's passport. While Lori was being charged with breaking the law to get her daughters into USC, guess where one of those daughters was? On a yacht belonging to the chairman of the USC Board of Directors.
Oh.
Not a bad look, is it? That guy's daughter brought several of her friends to the Bahamas, including Lori's 19-year-old daughter, Olivia Jade. You remember her? Oh, my God, party at tailgate.
It's not so much about learning as much as about...
I don't really care about school.
Just, like, having fun.
Yesterday, though, they decided it probably would be best if she came home and left the yacht.
You think so?
You get that yacht back.
Isn't there something
right now,
crazy that you're, like, just a director at a school, but you make enough money to have your own yacht?
Money from people to get your kid into school. I guess you can afford a yacht.
Right. Education. It's a good racket.
Not bad, huh?
I got a yacht.
Yeah.
Well,
TMZ caught up with John Stamos and Jody Sweetin yesterday, co-stars of Lori Loughlin. They both declined to comment on the situation. That'd be weird.
It would be so weird having to go back to work. Like, we find out that Chuck's, you know, bribed his way to get his kids into the school they want.
Just be ready arrested. For it, because I'm going to do it.
It'd be tough.
And you have to go back to work and pretend like everything's normal.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it'd be that hard for TMZ to catch up with Jody Sweetin.
You know, it's funny, though, because no. I don't, like, I'm not mad at these people. Like, I'm not.
I am.
They're just doing what the system allows for.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to be mad at the schools that are, like, doing this.
Oh, and the coaches that are, like, putting up these... Like, a coach knew this chick wasn't a crew rower. And
that's fine. You know, you want to... You're going to cheat the system, but then don't go and, like, preach like you're so much better than everyone else.
Well, yeah, I get that. I mean, I hate anyone who's like that.
You're a hypocrite.
Yeah, I mean, I hate anyone who's like that.
Well, but that's what they're like.
Yeah. The root of it is if the root of it is I'm trying to help my own kid, I can't get upset about anybody doing that. But
in America, ethics are dead and those are the real important things.
Felicity Huffman, before this had happened, you know, had tweeted out, don't just go through life, grow through life. What are you creating for yourself today? And then she put rules of life. There are none. Create your own. Live them. How ironic is that?
Yeah, exactly. She did. And funny enough, Lori Loughlin said something from an interview a couple years ago where she didn't believe in pushing her kids. This is what she said.
I never push my kids to. I always say, do the best you can. I was never that kid. My husband, too, their dad. We were never like at school. You got to get straight A's. We were never those
parents. You don't
parents.
Have to when like, you're going to buy your way in.
Give it your all. Do the best you can.
We are wealthy.
In life, if you give it your all and you do the best you can, that's it. That's all you can do. And that's enough, in my opinion. Especially with kids, I think we put so much pressure and stress on them. A lot of it is unnecessary.
See, everyone's full of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Everyone is so full of it. It's all BS.
Yep. Yeah. The more it's out there, the more BS it is.
Absolutely.
People love a little platform, don't they?
Oh, yes, podium. They do.
Oh, my God. Just shut your fat mouth, you know?
Shut up. You're rich and you're buying everything and everything's easy for you.
Exactly.
Shut up.
I'd love for that. She's in a series of interviews and then she gets Andy.
I would never get any celebrity guests on the Andy show.
No.
It's why we don't. Honestly, people ask us all the time why we don't have a ton of celebrity guests on here. We get offered them all the time.
Why would we?
Well, we don't. Because you guys know we make fun of everyone. Yeah. So how can we go from talking crap about someone to kissing someone's ass like these other shows do? We wouldn't do it.
Right.
That's not who we are.
And we're honestly, just
to let them promote their new TV show or movie.
And I'm sorry. It's painfully boring.
Oh, it's so boring.
Well, they're just painfully have their agendas boring. That they're whatever they're promoting. It's
like,
not
I'm
even
so
like,
great. Yeah. One guy ate while we talked to him, and that was rude.
Yeah,
he was just eating like he could.
Thomas,
care less. And then
the guy from Hong, Thomas. Yeah, Jane.
The guy
it's
from that
painfully
shark
boring
show.
Yeah, and now they're even worse.
Ian
like
Ziering.
They're so strict. Yeah. They give you a list of things you cannot talk about and questions you have to ask. It's basically just you're giving them, you know, minutes of free airtime so they can promote whatever the hell they want to promote.
Well, listen,
so
I understand.
Not entertaining.
Like, no, I understand why other shows would do it because you're trying to seem cool. Like, you somehow know these people. No, they don't know them. Right. They don't know who they are. It's a email they get from a mass thing out in L.A. and they say yes to it.
Right.
It's utterly boring as hell, but you can't do anything else. You suck at everything else.
Right.
You're not really funny, so you might as well kill 20 minutes by talking to some idiot.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a show in the future called You're Full of It.
We're not saying... Yeah.
Welcome to You're Full of It.
And we're not saying we'll never have anyone on the show. If they can come in the studio and they allow us to
have the
interview that we want to have, where we can ask whatever we want and make it a Dave and Chuck the Freak style interview, then we do it. But that doesn't happen very often. People just aren't that open.
We're way more likely to have the Steve-O's of the world.
Well, he's real.
Come in and have like a real interview than
he was real.
Any of those guys who are like trying to promote Hung and are going to eat in their cereal while they're talking to you.
Jeez. Yeah, just for us to say, Ed, coming up tomorrow on the show, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's bullcrap.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that works for some. It doesn't work for us because we're not going to kiss someone's ass and then, you know.
No.
Pretend to like them when you all listening know that we hate them. Like, if I had to interview Danny DeVito,
imagine that's the only one I would do. I would do that tomorrow.
Well, we were offered up David Spade, and we had to turn it down.
Oh, yeah.
Dave's feelings on David Spade.
See, I wouldn't mind talking to David Spade.
Dude, you know, I'd light up if we had got to interview
but
Danny
had
DeVito.
To come in.
I'd talk to Danny DeVito via Morse code if I could.
You imagine how icy it would get if we had Danny DeVito in here? He'd be sitting right next to Dave.
Oh, his wee tiny body would be right here.
I'd scoot him over here. I'd be like, come on, come over here.
Scoot
him in between me and Lise.
We did have Dax on, and everyone has a weird feeling on Dax.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yes. It got weirder after that.
Really?
We liked Dax Shepard when we talked to him. Him and Michael Pena were promoting Chips, right?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a great interview. Yeah.
And I honestly thought, I still think the guy's a good guy. I just think him and his wife overdo it on social media.
Yeah, and they're too much.
But it was after that interview that we really kind of got sick of the guy.
Yeah. It got weird.
Yeah, I like Dax. He's a good sport. Weird. I asked him about his wiener, and he answered the question with no problem.
He did.
Local guy from Michigan, so. Mm.
No, yeah. I get it, and that's all well and good, but it's like the majority of what people are trying to get on to talk about, they never want to talk about.
When I hung up on Hannibal Buress, I think that was it. That was when.
Oh my gosh, was that the last time we?
That was probably one of the last ones we did.
That was years ago.
That was the last one we did.
That was the last time I've come in and said, "Hey, do we want to talk to so and so?"
Yep. Nope.
So
yeah, he was such an a-hole. We end up not even airing the interview, right?
No, because it was four seconds. It was you guys seconds. Arguing and then hanging up.
Dave's first question. He was like, "I'm not answering that." And Dave's like, "Well, if you're not going to answer it, then I don't see why in the hell we would even do this. So why don't you go ahead and answer it?"
Yeah,
he's like, "I'm not going to answer it." You might as well go ahead and answer it so we can move on and have this interview and promote the things you want to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer it. Well, then we've had enough. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got real uncomfortable in here.
It was really icy. It was stupid because the guy was the only reason we were having him on was to talk about that.
Yeah.
He brought up the whole Bill Cosby stuff. He started that whole pretty much investigation.
Yeah.
And people started looking into Bill Cosby after Hannibal Buress brought it to people's attention. And so that's what we wanted to talk
that
to
was
him
the
about.
First question. We just wanted to, like,
get
a
it
first
out of the way.
Question wrap up. Do you think it's crazy that you said this and this? All this stuff is happening. And he was like, I'm not even going to talk about it.
That was a bummer for me because I liked him before that.
Yeah.
I liked his comedy. And then it was just like, oh, man. And then he had another thing where he was kind of a douche on the streets to people. Like, he was drunk and like,
oh, yeah.
Do you know who I am, kind of?
Well, bye-bye.
I don't like that.
Nope.
And then we had TJ Miller on, and I was off that day. And then TJ Miller's career completely tanked. Any guy I'm a fan of, his career just is done.
Yeah.
So that was it.
We spoke to Gary Coleman, remember?
Before
he died. He died the same day.
Yeah, minutes before
his death. That's what started the Dave and Chuck the Freak curse.
Yeah.
That day we interviewed Gary Coleman.
Yes,
and again, we were on a different show then. We'd never interview Gary Coleman now.
No.
Well, I mean, if he was living.
But he hung up the phone, turned around, hit his head, and died.
That's horrible.
Like, I mean, that's what happened, though. Guys, that's what happened. We all know that's what happened. He hung up the phone with us. He turned around. He slipped. Hit his head and he died.
Joining us on the Dave and Chuck Show today, Gary Coleman.
Why were we talking to him?
I have no idea what he was promoting. We had
probably
him
on like a VH1 show.
It was one of those real life type of things. I don't know what it was.
These are the last living people to talk to him.
We were the last. That's happened a few times.
You guys could get called up for interviews if they do like a documentary on him. They might be like, we're going to talk to the radio show that spoke to him last while he was alive.
Yeah. We talked to Corey Feldman.
He turned around, hung up the phone, and hit his.
He did, guys. I'm sorry. He hung up the phone. He turned around. He slipped on some water. Hit his head and died.
Oh, man.
That's legitimate. Oh, it was minutes before. We couldn't believe it. Honestly, we couldn't believe it. We couldn't believe it.
Oh, man. That was before me, dude. And just hearing that is just the funniest thing.
We played a clip of this the other day, and it made me think of one of my favorite celebrity interviews we ever did, and I know it's because I like the guy, is Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you Kenny Rogers in an interview has never had someone say, "Have you felt Dolly Parton's tits?" Be honest.
No, of course he has.
No one's ever come out and asked him that question. America has always wanted to know.
Right.
But no one's had the balls to ask him that question. I needed to know. That's our show. We ask those type of questions. And he was amazing. And he played along. He let me sing The Gambler with him.
Yes.
Yeah. Highlight of my career.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an exciting day for you.
It was.
For all of us, really, to see experience that.
Kenny Rogers. Anyways, that's for all the people that ask why we don't have celebrity guests, that sums it up for you.
Right. Well, like, think about this. I'm not a huge celebrity guy, right? I don't know their names. Mm-mm. I don't, you know, I might see some stuff. So if I liked a show and I thought you guys were funny, which I don't, but if I, but you know, so and then I got to listen to 20 minutes of someone that I don't care about. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like playing by the South Park rules where you just make fun of everybody.
Yeah. Right. So make how can you then turn around and interview someone and pretend you like them like nothing?
But if they'll come in and be funny with us and like, let us do whatever,
we'll do it.
Yeah. Well, sure. Tom Green and,
yeah, Tom Steve-O. Green was great. Steve-O was great.
Those guys were cool.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A little different take on it, to be honest. The Symphony of Destruction fires up.
Yeah.
A 75-year-old driver has been charged with drag racing.
I love it. I love speed.
Specifically, he got a street racing charge. This was an old Canadian man in North Bay.
Okay.
He was caught racing a 22-year-old guy. They topped out at speeds over 170 kilometers an hour.
Oh, my God.
So he didn't crash.
I'm not slowing down. I've got nothing to lose. I can die today and I'm fine.
It's about going 105 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
They got busted on Highway 11.
I need so much I need to know about this. What kind of car did this old man have that he thought that he could race somebody?
Good question.
Now, if it's like my dad, who my dad has a desire to have a classic car, you know, and some of these old guys get it. They get one and they're driving around in them all the time. They take them and sit in front of some store. And they just show it off.
Yeah, show it off.
But every once in a while.
But then
a young whippersnapper drives up beside
him. That's what I was just thinking. Rims the engine.
In their Charger or something like that. And he's like, oh, you think you got what it takes?
You want to go, old man?
Oh, do I want to go?
You want to do this?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what you got.
When it goes green, you're dead.
When it goes green.
Because he won't break
the law. Neither of us want to break the law.
No. Unfortunately, a lot of those old cars, unless they put like a crazy engine in them, you're just going to get smoked by anything new.
Yeah.
Not what you'd expect, though, for a 75-year-old guy.
No, not at all.
So what happened here, cops in North Bay stopped two southbound vehicles. They clocked them at over 170 kilometers an hour, actually, in a 100-kilometer-an-hour zone. It's on Highway 11. The 22-year-old guy, Chance Wilson, he's charged with race of a motor vehicle, stunt. The 75-year-old guy, charged with race of a motor vehicle, stunt. Both of their licenses were seized. Their vehicles were towed from the scene and impounded for 7 days. The two drivers were released by way of summons. They're scheduled to appear in court in May in North Bay, Ontario.
That is a different take on it. No, no, you hear 107 miles an hour, an elderly person, you think it's a disaster.
Oh, yeah, it's just a bloodbath. It's the end.
Nope, just stunt racing.
Part of me also thought, I'm like, did a Bob Evans fall on an old person's car? I was like, that's the different take.
Yeah, like, what's the different take? Yeah.
That's right, the building crashed into them.
It is wild because my dad used to drag race. Him and his brothers, everybody did back in the day. And my dad's right around this age. Mm. So it'd be something that would like harken back to their youth. Like we would drive by this one road. My dad's like, there it is, boy. That's the old drag strip. They put the airport, put like a fence around it.
Yeah.
But back in the day, the airport wasn't as big and they would drag race on this one road.
Huh. Dwayne has a comment. He's on the lines here. Hey, dude, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. 75-year-old guy busted for street racing. What do you think?
Yeah, I was just telling my mom is just about 80, and she drives a newer Corvette, and she has no problem racing people all the time.
She's loves
like
it.
5'1". Oh, she used to drag race at Detroit Dragway way back when.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena. Yeah.
She drives a newer Corvette. She lives in Florida, and the guy come next to her and look at her. He was like, "Oh, he's gonna try to beat me." I was like, "Mom, come on, no, he's not gonna do that." And she's got no problem putting it to the mat. It's hilarious.
And you're not terrified?
Wow.
Oh no, not at all. I get my lead foot from her.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. An 80-year-old lady in a Corvette would be something to see.
Yeah, I like the idea of her talking trash and just being like, you better hold on to your vagina, fella.
Yeah. Hope you got your depends on.
That would be awesome to see.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be terrified to see an 80-year-old behind the wheel of a Corvette. I just assume
she wouldn't even like fit.
No,
wouldn't
see her. Did you see? She's under her head's under the steering wheel.
At a time, cowboy.
Is there anybody even driving that car?
90-year-old man's out there with his old handkerchief or whatever, and he's
go.
So our next email came into email@daveandchuckthefreak.com. It says, "How's she going? Hey, let me start off by saying, love the show. I have a situation going on that's not your ordinary situation, and you guys are perfect for giving advice on these things I found. So, I'm a 24-year-old guy that's divorced. My ex is the sluttiest of sluts.
Congratulations.
Definitely a part of the Legion. I learned that after just 2.5 years of marriage. She lied to me about how many guys she was with. She's been with all ages. Let's just say she pretty much does anything. Mm-hmm. So, to me, she is absolute trash. I mean, long story short, she's just not a great person. For some reason, though, she'll still do anything for me. And when I mean anything, I'm talking sexually.
Yes.
Now, I don't absolutely see a future with her whatsoever, but I've been so stuck on her doing things for me. Like, make videos of anything I ask for. Ooh.
Yes, Dave.
What?
Oh, my God,
David.
What?
David,
just,
what?
I mean, I can't say...
David?
You know, with the...
the full...
He'll say it, like, the full hand.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
This
is kind of like a charades.
Yeah. For it's anything, kind of like charades.
Anything he wants.
That's terrible. I don't know what that is. It could mean anything. Yeah. It could mean two things.
I think we know.
So, fountain time.
Mm-hmm.
Fountain time.
Little
boop. Around play, back play, back play.
Yep,
mm-hmm. You're getting it.
Yeah,
uh-huh. That was like charades.
It is.
Yeah.
Just
double.
Yeah.
Blah.
Yeah.
Double.
Yeah.
Blah.
Uh-huh. Double blah.
I love dirty charades.
Okay, one more thing. Uh-huh. She gets her to do. Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. Sounds like
I'm gonna need a tool for this.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
He's making like a paper airplane. Or
he's carving. So he's cutting. he's actually cutting something out of a piece of paper.
Exciting. It's like watching magic.
Uh huh.
Oh.
Glory, glory, glory hole.
Yes.
Glory,
glory
hole. Dave built a glory hole. Dave built a glory hole. Yes. Amazing.
Can I buy that glory hole after the show?
Yeah, sure.
You can hear him carving it out.
It's a news glory hole.
I didn't know what he was going to do. I was like, is he making a paper swan? Is it origami? What is this?
I was, with bated breath, I waited for him to finish carving.
Oh, wow. This one's going to be hard for me to do. There was one more thing that he made her do.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
My word.
Ooh. They're not all easy. They're not all easy. All right.
Foot.
Yep.
Yes.
But also,
Holy crap! What?
So
feet?
Yeah.
A double?
Yes. And
foot in the
no.
His foot.
His foot. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Got that part.
Right.
Oh boy.
Same time. Black guy. Two black guys at one time.
All over.
A black Eiffel Tower. The Black Eiffel Tower!
You guys are good.
I had no idea what the hell he was doing.
He's like, Jesus.
Dirty charades, we should do this for a living.
I know. I was like, foot job!
I thought you wanted to eat a hamburger with your feet up.
Oh, I see. I didn't know. I had no idea. The feet threw me off, too. I thought it was more about the feet, not the color black.
So he makes her do all Eiffel this, Tower. And she he hates her?
Yes, but it's become his ex-wife.
Oh, they're divorced. But she still does it?
It's his ex-wife.
And he can't let her go completely because she does anything.
Almost now, like, it's become a sick game. He'd be like, yeah. I bet I can make her bang two black guys and make the Eiffel Tower her, and she'll tape it for me. Done.
She'll do absolutely
anything.
Bet
I'll make her do a glory hole, and she'll do it. Done.
Wow.
Wow.
But at the same time, it's turning him on. He's becoming a cuck. He doesn't realize it. He doesn't realize it. He's into it. He's like a dominance cuck.
So he wants to make
but he's not with her.
No, yeah. But he's still, you know, he's doing stuff to the videos and everything.
Okay, but let me continue the email. He says she does sexual acts on me too and wants to do threesomes and other things that are even dirtier than what I've told you guys about. Now, like I said, I'm divorced. I work full time. I have full custody of our kid. I don't have much time to go out and meet people. So I'm using this, yes, as a way to get by. Now, is there something wrong with this or is it no big deal? Should I keep doing it? I'd love your feedback. You get better advice than professionals.
I will say this. If you're still in a physical relationship with the person, you're not really
moving on.
Yeah,
you have
It'll be hard to move on.
And eventually, I think you should probably move on from Black Eiffel Tower girl.
Yeah.
Any sexual request.
This chick just sounds like she's possessed by some slut demon.
Oh, she's
like a slut demon's inside her.
Oh.
I'm
she
mad at
loves
myself.
Doing whatever.
I'm mad at myself. I wanted to show the DP, but I really just should have got down and done. I think if I went down on all fours and had that, you would have
got
known immediately.
Right.
Took longer than it should have.
You were in very vulnerable states.
I was, absolutely. I put myself
out think
there.
You're going
you
really to be happy that you weren't on the ground simulating a DP for the video.
I did a lot, though. I did a lot.
And I got to say, it was very, we got to give Dave credit, it was very brave for him to demonstrate that.
It was. For us. Especially when his feet went up.
His feet went up.
His feet went up.
Yeah, no, I made the glory hole with a pen coming through it. Yeah.
Someone called it Dave's story hole.
Yeah, it's a story hole.
Well, he even simulated what the glory hole does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was... That was something.
Yeah.
It was something to do. Did we help this guy yet? I'm so flustered by this whole thing.
He basically wants to know, is there something wrong with what I'm doing or is it no big deal and should I keep it going?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's participating. She wants to do it. It's just up to you.
You're going to catch something from her.
Right.
You are. You're going to catch something from her. Someone is that powerful in the Legion, they are going to have, you know, they're going to collect STDs.
You're
like
so
she's like the Darth
like
Vader
badges.
It's good that you have custody of your kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's probably reasons.
Yeah. Yes. So, dude, be the bigger guy. It's going to give him the same advice as the last guy. Get out of this. No, it's not healthy. I know you're getting your...
He's addicted to how wild it is.
Yeah.
He's never
going to
find anyone as wild.
No, he envisions the scene he wants. He's getting his porn made for him.
Yes.
Right?
And you know what? And I honestly, it's going to be tough for him because he'll be with someone else.
but it'll still be very hard for him to like give up that part of it. And this chick's always going to be in his life. I mean, it's the mom, right? Of the kids. That's tough, man. Mm-hmm. If I was another girl, I wouldn't want to sign up for this guy, but
No,
not at all. But it is a deep, dark hole you've fallen into. Unless he is creepily starting to get fully into this, and then you just...
He's totally into it. He admits he's getting sexual pleasure from it.
And he doesn't have to do anything. It's like, because he says he's busy, and he's got the kids, and he's working, probably. And then, so he just, like, puts request in.
But where does it go from here? It's just going to get darker and worse, right? It doesn't end in a positive note. Something bad's going to happen to her, or something bad's going to happen to him. It's he just needs to remove himself from this whole filthy ex situation.
What can he even ask for next?
Someone said, give a guy backdoor step and get blasted in the face.
You know what?
Well, that's the...
She'll do it.
That's the swan song of it all.
Yeah. Right. The black swan.
The brown swan. That's a different movie. The brown swan.
Uh-huh. You don't want that.
No, you don't.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, dude, I guess she'll do anything for you. And she was in the wrong. She cheated. But you're a young guy.
He's only
24. It's not like he's in his 50s. He's 24. He's got a lot of life ahead of him. He's got to get out of there.
I'm telling that he must listen. For your own sake, get out now, because you will become addicted to this. If you're not already.
I think he already is.
And you might be already, but you have to try and break it. Or you'll where's this leading? Ask yourself, where is this leading?
Nowhere good.
No one else in your life will ever be able to compare to this person.
No one will ever do that stuff for you.
If you go down this road and become into it, that's it, man. That's your life.
Mm. What a segment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that he started out. So do you think he started out this whole thing out? He would be like, why don't you go ahead and make a glory hole and do a bunch of guys and film it? And then she did it. Okay. And then he was like, oh, man. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. I like watching this. Uh-oh. Because I don't know about you, but even if someone's your ex, you probably don't want to watch a bunch of videos of them like banging every guy in the world.
No, because then I assume she was doing that while we were together. Which it sounds like she was.
Well, yeah, they're not
together. I don't even care. Like, I look at it like, I made a choice to be with someone that's like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to value her very much as far as anything goes.
No.
Can't drink out of my water bottle the same way.
Yeah.
You know?
I was about to guess something.
Bukkake!
Yeah. That water bottle is forever changed.
The water bottle's like, what the hell just happened?
The water bottle was like, I need to talk to HR, right?
Yeah. The water bottle was like, man, that was assaulted. Two big black penises.
Started out the morning as just a water bottle.
Yeah, no. Not anymore.
It was a dirty demonstration.
It was a dirty demonstration.
It was.
All right, one more email to get to here. So bottom line, yeah, dude, get out of it. Stop making her do dirty videos. Stop. Get her out of your life.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.